and gentlemen. I'm Molly Tennant, and it is my pleasure to welcome you and serve as your Master of Ceremonies for this year's Sound Forth Concert. We'd especially like to extend a warm welcome to the U.S. military veterans and their families in the audience. We are dedicating this concert to the memory of Mervyn and Sally Fleming, who were avid fans of our band and came to our concerts whenever they could. Sally was a dietitian at St. Charles and passed away in 2016. Mervyn was a very active in the Deschutes County Fair and Rodeo, as well as the Elks Lodge, until he passed away in July 2022. They left our band a very generous endowment with the stipulation that the funds be spent locally. What better way to commemorate their memory than dedicating this Sound Forth concert to them? We are grateful for their generosity and support of the local music community. We'd like to thank the superintendent of Bend Lapine School District, Dr. Steve Cook, Chris Boyes, principal, and David Hymans, the band director of Caldera High School, Michael Hicks, principal, and Keith Chayate, band director of Mountain View High School, for sharing their beautiful facilities with us. As we begin today's performance, please note that we will present the full program without intermission, and lyrics for our sing-along songs are attached to your program. America the Beautiful first appeared in print as a poem by called Pike's Peak by Catherine Lee Bates on Independence Day, 1895. It was set to music by church organist and choir master Samuel Augustus Ward in 1910, when the name was changed to the one we know today. Ironically, the poet and composer never met. Throughout its over 100 years of existence, there have been various efforts to officially designate this one of America's most popular patriotic songs as a national hymn or even a second national anthem. Please welcome to the podium Festival Chorus Director Brian Seed as we present America the Beautiful.